Okay, here we go. And Joanna, you had something.
Which one?
Yes.
Joanna Cruz.
Yesterday? 2 days ago, me and Tanya delivered a workshop in a beautiful space in Sintra. And it was beautiful, and I feel already excitement also for everything that is going to happen in Portugal in October. I'm quite happy with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was the workshop called?
Radical honesty. So how to communicate authentically with your feelings. And I just knew that that's the name of a book. So possibly I will, because it's not the context. So the context is possibility management, radical responsibility.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gabriela.
I want to share that tomorrow, on Saturday, there is the last of the three intro to the Rage Club. And I have more than I thought people for that and for women. And there is a need for regular Rage Club. So I'm going to deliver that. And also, 2 weeks ago, I was asked to prepare a proposal for the workshop of communication and problem solving at one company. And I invite my dear friend Natalia to do it with. So I'm opening myself to joyful sister cooperation and co-creation. So we're going to do it together in a couple of weeks. So things are happening.
Super. Cool. Okay, I would, just in terms of also logistics, I would like this call to be from now on an hour, so to end at 9:45 German time, which I think would give us enough time to dive into the legends. So now I'm opening the space of sharing, bringing back to the village, bringing back to the community, a space of transformation that happened a couple of weeks ago, that some of us were there physically. And I think also a lot of you were there energetically or in our heart or in your heart. Yeah. Who would like to start? Come on, guys. They have to hear about it. Vera.
Okay, I'll go first. There was the a couple of convergence, a few convergence and divergences. The divergence, there's smaller groups exploring a certain thing. And in one of these divergences, having only done it once before, I held space to, I held a session on the Black Matter healing that was very fun to hold, even without, so my box was saying it was such a crazy thing, and most people's boxes were saying the same, such a crazy thing to do the dark matter therapy healing process. And at the same time, the results were very surprising for most of the boxes, because people started feeling really amazing sensations. And it was my first time holding space in a room with only trainers. And I feel glad about that. And another time that I held space, and I was really glad that I wanted to bring things. One of my biggest purposes was to bring things that I found out to share, and I wanted to know what other people had found out and to share with us. So I also held space for the four archetypal lineages that we also did in the last trainer path gathering in Portugal. So divided the group in four archetypal lineages, and there's so many more distinctions about each of the lineages, and they're also their underworld.
Thank you.
Vera, did you bring, did you create new maps about this when you say there are so many new distinctions, or can you bring that to us?
Yes. As I wrote, so the groups, each of the four lineages were having, the question was, what questions do you have? What questions do you hold? And also, what are the obvious and the less obvious underworld? What is less obvious and the obvious parts of your underworld? So I wrote down what people, which each of the groups said to the space, and I will share it.
Cool. I want to share a legend of, we had this amazing Taurus, which I think it was the first time that almost half of the people, it was their first Taurus. It was their first Taurus. It was five or six people out of, it was 15 at the end. And so it became clear at the beginning that we needed this celebration moment to have an entrance, a celebration for entering the train of Taurus. And it didn't happen the first day, which is, was kind of weird. It didn't happen the second day. And then on Saturday, Michaela just arrived in the morning and she said, so did the celebration happen? And it hadn't happened. So maybe it seems like probably we were waiting also for her. And we had a whole 4 hour, maybe 5 hour morning sessions of each person for who it was their first train of Taurus told the whole story of how they met possibility management and what was their journey as a trainer and what was like they first expand the box and what are they doing now. So the whole journey, and we could hear, I mean, some people I had never met. I had met sometimes online, but, and to hear the uniqueness of each person's story was so incredible. And at the same time, that I felt so close to them in this amazement of this works, and I want to give my life to this work, and this, so I found so much community, even if the stories were so different. Felix is coming in. And I think, so the five people or six people who was the first trainer tourist did their present, like talked about their way into possibility management. And then people would also tell legends about them. And that was so great to hear other people's perspective and legends and the crazy things that they've created in spaces. And then Clinton said, well, there's other people who actually have never told that story. And so we started, so other people who've been there for years, like Selena and Fair and Eva Zita, and then myself, had this space so we could finally tell our story and complete like our arrival. It was sort of a completion of the arrival. And that was a 5 hour space almost. And we were starving at the end and really glad to hear each other's story. And really what was left with us was actually everybody in that space should have done it, because then the new ones were missing the story of the older or the people who've been there for for years, mm-hmm. and how they came into possibility management and how they came into the Taurus and what is their story. So I'm really, which is not really part of my, I would say, my self-image I have about myself, about needing celebration, but somehow it was such a healing space. The celebration was such a healing and transformational space. And I was left with this question, how can we bring this? How do we make this celebrations of people coming in and also going out in both ways to, this appreciation about every member of the village. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please. Yes, and I will pick what you just said, because it stayed with me also that we could have these videos of more experienced trainers and the new trainers just sharing in a video their story. So it's like record, like forever. So I have that, it stayed with me, like this image that I have that record. So I don't know how many are we going to be in 1 year, but so we could choose to hear stories and stories, and that's the new cinema. So
Wiki trainer.
Yeah. New kind of Netflix. And I would like to share a legend of what I thought it was TTT for me. And I thought it was a like game world building. And I thought it would be a space for creation also of the what's new to come, what we can create together. And then soon with the convergence and divergences, that's also something new. I guess it's a legend also to bring to the space. I don't know if it's going to continue or not, but it was new to me. And for me, what I thought it would be, it happened that in several spaces that we could not go on, or we could not go for the next steps or more the practical game world building things, because there was also other things to take care of within the game world. And I saw this happening a few times with emotional processes going on, where more experienced trainers just shared about what they were feeling, about the all the technology happening, or all the fastness of the context, just being fast and developing and the rhythm of it. And for me, I enter into a space of such emotional healing happening. And the result of that was like Anne Chloe and Michaela, the two like what do you say, totem, or like the symbol of maybe the more experienced, the newcomers, were going to be lifted by all of us. And for me, that was a communion and a joining point for healing what was going on in the past that is not already present now. And I felt that TTT was also not what it was, and maybe it's not TTT anymore, and it will be something else. And just the power of having all the generations together, and I was afraid that the more experienced trainers would be not together with us, but that's not the case. They are just choosing to focus on what they think is next for them, but they are still with us and connected to the game world. And for me, that's, I found very touching for me. And I shared like people my age are boring, so I really need you also together and with your experience to bring your knowledge and stay with us. And that brought my fear into a new vision and new excitement for what can be next. And yeah, this openness for our choices to be with the vision that we want to create for possibility management in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
In one of the cafes, there was a kind of a convergence of the infinity ring of the Trainer Guild, which was the people who are kind of working together behind the scenes to handle logistics and keep things rolling. And it actually was a spin-off in part from this archetypal lineage process that Vera brought in the space. Because when we divide it up, which we've never done before in the Trainer Guild, because we have done that in Tui community, we've done it in Zeg community, I think we even did it in Shalos Grari Zeg, but we've never done it in the Trainer Guild. So it was a real surprise to see how strong we are in the Village Weaver section. It was a pile of people over there. There was a bunch of people in the Guardians and a really bunch of people in the Evolutionaries. And I was kind of sitting there with a couple people over in the Game World Builders section. And it just became really clear to me how the concerns of each of the lineages was in their department. It was like, I can count on the Guardians to do their thing. I can count on the Evolutionaries. I can count on the Weavers. Can they count on me? Can they count on me? So out of that came this meeting in the cafe with the Game World Builders and a couple other people who were in the Infinity Ring. And we were facing into harder questions, and I just want to report that one of the harder questions that was in the conversation had to do with what's going on with Annetta Schuster and what's going on with Paul Rogers over in America, over in Seattle. Ooh. And so I since I'm so connected with them for so long, I said I would do that. I would go ahead and do that. And I just want to report that in the last days, I've had good long conversations with both Annetta and separately with Paul. And I haven't talked to Paul in really a long time, really 5 years or something, really a long time. I haven't talked to Paul. I had no idea. I was just working on fumes, like on rumors, just working. And so I was scared to talk to Paul because who knows what kind of stories he's been using. And so it turned out that we were able to have a really excellent call. It was so straightforward and practical and adult and communicative and risky and sharing stuff. And I just felt really glad after talking to both Annetta and Paul separately. And I just wanted to report that it was great. Was successful. And there's no real necessarily big thing out of it, except Annetta said that this weekend she's doing the last possibility lab that she will do in Germany. And Eva Sitta was in the call, and she just came to life and said, I'm going to be the one sourcing these.
She was in the Taurus.
Eva said that's in the Taurus. Yeah. Be the one to connect or to create a celebration of what, you know, instead of having people just kind of disappear in the fog or something, to actually make it another kind of celebration of how much was given and learned and shared and how many people got so much from from in this case, Annetta. And so she is planning to get together with a call where we can come together in recognition of how much she and possibly a couple of other people who are moving in different directions from the Trainer Guild to really celebrate that, rather than have it be some kind of people disappearing into the ozone somehow. So anyway, it's great news for me. It's like just exciting news, and I'm just very inspired by it. I told Paul in the talk with him that the reason I had the courage to talk with him, the energy to talk with him, is because I had just been in the 5-day Trainer Path Lab and the 5-day Trainer Tourist Gathering. And the energy that I had from the enthusiasm and commitment and teamwork and community out of that gave me so much courage to just be clear and talk with him and be present with him. So I thank you guys for that. And I just wanted to report that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to share a legend of the TTT, which in that way doesn't exist anymore from my perspective. So we had a session where a lot of emotions came up and a lot of clarity also about what people would feel about, and so the outcome was, or that three of the trainers said, we will not be part of this TTT as such, and the TTT gatherings as such anymore, which was Michaela and Katharina and Clinton. And so I was wondering, okay, how will it be? And we don't have an answer yet. And there was a great session at the end, at the last day, about networks and how networks can or do evolve. And so it seems like we are now evolving from having one hub where all trainers meet into having several hubs. And maybe this has already started, or definitely this has already started. So we have the trainer path, we have the feelings practitioner, we have other hubs which start to evolve. And so this is, it's like an evolution of the trainer, whatever name it will become and have next, and how this evolution will go, I don't know, but it's quite exciting to see that we are on the step of the next evolution of the trainer whatever.
Sure, that Laura is
in. Yes, and Laura was the one who's really an expert in this network development field. So she shared her knowledge about all this, and this was really exciting. And part of that was also the idea of bringing together people in a festival. And so that's the next legend. Maybe Joanna wants to talk about that.
I have to go.
Okay. So the next legend is that there has been, I think since 1 year, there has been the idea in the air that it would be great to see how many people are in the possibility management world and to really physically bring them into one space. And not knowing that, some people like Joanna and Cornelius and
say that we have a meeting.
Yeah, I do. So they came up with this idea, not knowing about that, and it was quite an exciting idea to really go with it. And so we just had a meeting with Yogo, who does the Boom Festival, about that.
And it might not happen too soon because he's very realistic about the situation and about even the Boom Festival not taking place next year because of Corona. But so we planted the seed. We planted the seed, and yeah, we will see how it grows.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have to go.
We have to. We all have to go.
We all have to go.
No.
I want to welcome you, Felix. And it would be great to hear from you, a legend.
Yeah. Hello. My language of the TTT was the conscious play in small talk trainer Lauber, and this soothsayer legend of Marietta being Madame Fortune. She was, I really so, I had so much joy. This was pure conscious theater, and was so nourishing. It was fun, and at the same moment it was so deep. So deep and real. And for me is the expression of culture, being together. And yeah, I was so delighted from this. So great. This is my legend.
Thank you. Felix, can you say what Madame Fortuna told you?
I had no chance.
The line was too long.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think next time there will be more skip it. Point.
I want to keep saying a legend about Marietta, because I heard for a long time that she was making a movie called Ritual. And it's been a process for, I think she interviewed Clinton and Dagmar in 2011?
16.
Oh, 2016. Okay. Okay, that's not so, but still, that's still 4 years ago, yeah. And it was done, and it got done in March this year, and then she really made a space for us to have this openness to watch her movie, because it's a documentary that's about an hour something, and it's only people speaking, and it's a slow movie. And we watched it right after a cafe, and I thought people are going to just fall asleep on the chocolate cake and on the whatever. And I could see people's eyes were shining and the being opened. And it was an incredible, it was not even a movie. It's not even a documentary. I think it doesn't really have a name. She called it a meditation. But there's, anyway, there's more movement than in the meditation that I've been into, so and I don't know, she gave me this seed of it's possible to make a movie, it's possible to make a beautiful transformational professional movie, and that can really touch people and transfer our work and actually other people's work and see how our context comes such hand in hand with other contexts, and that there's a lot of friends out there. So it's, the movie's called Ritual, and you can buy it online. You can also buy the DVD, and I would recommend to get it and to watch it with your team, with your circle, with your family. It's a fantastic piece of art.
Which language?
English and German, and it's both at the same time. People speak two languages, and the subtitles, match.
Yeah, I've watched it and I love it. It plants a lot of seeds, so I highly recommend watching it. It's
really and sharing it with people. It's a great introduction to the path of, well, the trainer path even, but the path of transformation. It's a wonderful, warm, soft, welcoming place. Mm-hmm.
I have some legend about processes that I never experienced or watched before happening, and I will list them. So it was Clinton doing mimetic engineer in Eva processing, and how you change a meme. So it's different from an emotional healing process, or is a different kind of processing. And it was very interesting to be in this space, and yeah, you can call Clinton and book with him. and
about Susanna, Susanna right there.
Susanna too?
Susanna is almost the next one.
Okay, cool. And my process, I did in the end chakra reactivation that I felt. Like it's about touching each chakra and saying reactivate, and then allowing chaos, because I was doing with a lot of strength or muscle strength, and Clinton just said do it with your chaos, do it with your chaos, and that was a shift in my system. And then I saw The Witcher, so I know what you're talking about. It's a series, a Netflix series, so I really recommend the ones that are into magic. And I heard, this is only a hearing legend, because Stefan asked for a process of dragon speaking, and I was in the room with Vera, Cornelius, Felix, and Tanya doing the calling of the being process, and I just heard the dragon of Stefan just speaking in the whole house. So I don't know what it was about, but in the end I just share with him, I heard your dragon. So thank you for that. So these are the three processes that I get to experience in my full bodies. Thank you.
I want to, since Joanna, you started to mention it. Tanya's planted a seed in me one morning. She sat down at breakfast and said, "Oh, I'm really scared and glad because I have booked a calling the being through process," and this totally planted the seed, because I didn't know that was possible to do it in a TTT or in a gathering. And I got instantly this turned on, and I'm going to do the same. I'm going to see if there's possible for me too. And it was possible for both of us. And so I want to really thank Tanya for opening that door for me. And then for Clinton, Felix, and Cornelius to open that door for me, and for Joanna to also to support to open that door for me. And it was such a big process, a big initiation, that I am still in liquid state about. And And I'm really glad that I am in Switzerland and so next to so many trees, because it's the speed that I've been moving, or the things that touched me, or the, like, for example, one thing, I want to go to the desert for no reason. And I want to fly. I want to learn how to fly. And I never really connected with this want. It was kind of I could connect it with my head. And I would see people do, I don't know, having hobbies, or doing surf or doing rock climbing. And I liked that they did it, but I didn't have something. I liked everything somehow. And since this process, I can find out with the games that I want to play for the joy and enjoyment of just doing it for no reason whatsoever. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad about it. So thank you for opening that door.
And I want to thank you that you went through the door with me, because yes, you did it. You went through, and it was an amazing space in our bedroom. we magically shifted our bedroom into this calling through the being space, and this was, it was, yeah, like a spaceship. It's just amazing. It was really deep for me too. And since then, a lot of magic happened here in Portugal as well. So thank you. Thank you all for this.
Anybody else has more legends? Nothing from you.
Okay. I have one more legend, or two. One is that, maybe this is a, we had the trainer Torres together, or the trainer gathering had the first burrito feast ever. And somehow the meals at some point felt to me that it was feast and another feast and another feast happening. So it wasn't just a kind of a, they weren't super complicated, but there was just plenty and buffet style. And so it kind of, for me, the space of cafe somehow percolated through other eating spaces and brought this plentifulness, this celebration of being together, and not just the two official cafes. I enjoyed that. And another totally different legend is that it was a dangerous space. It was a dangerous space. There was moments where no one knew what was going to happen. No one knew what was going to happen. I could feel the fear of things might just totally collapse right now, I don't think anyone was really freaking out, but it's also this, it felt really alive also in that space. It was this high fear and tension and holding and care, and also care. And it was real. It was real spaces, and and they were dangerous spaces. They were I don't know, I didn't feel that there was like a mom and dad ever. Like, I know that there's also in labs that there isn't, but there was not a savior of the space that has this, you know, if you go to a lab, there's a space holder and they got it. They kind of got it. they got this job and it was everyone had that job. And so it was, I certainly had that job too. And so it was, the fear was real. The anything can happen, even total collapse or whatever, things that I can't even think about. It was just so sharp and dangerous. And yeah, I want to appreciate that it wasn't fake or anything like that.
I would like also to share a legend for me that is TTT or Trainer Path Lab that happened outside. So with all of you that were not there. And I felt really connected to the work that, especially now, being like the continuation of some work. So for example, I have two examples. That is, we had in Trainer Path Lab, we had a call with Nicola about online ETVs. And then we had a divergence with Vera and Chloe and like three or more people about doing online ETV and how to do it. And then Vera just started doing it. So this is how fast things like just go with people that outside that I experience and just sharing experience that they have together, and then boom, it happens. And another is also I had different talks in the cafe, and one of them was like how patriarchy is still in a possibility management. And I see how Catherine and Julia are also calling and researching on the archetypal feminine in the space that can be in men or women, it doesn't matter. So I find this very, very interesting, and I thank you for continuing the research. And this is really exciting to it's not because you were not there that you were not working, but it's because you were not there that this also works. So thank you, everyone. Thank you.
I want to share a fear I think that I have that comes from having, over the 2 weeks, being in connection with different people, and they've either felt the ripples of the Trainer Taurus or heard legends. And the question that they had was, what happened? As if something dramatic happened. What happened? And now I'm hearing the legends, and the legends are so extraordinary, or they're so amazing. Things happen, and we're on this journey together, and there's new processes, and there's new learning, and there was Madame Fortune at the cafe, and it's okay. How come? And it seems like my fear is that maybe in me, I don't know if it's in other people, but how are those two matches? How's the reaction of what happened in the legends here match? And in a way, for me, it's I can't make sense of it. I haven't found a way to say it makes sense, where I can explain it, where I can understand it in a way that puts all the pieces together. And I think that's really one of the legends that I take from this Trainer Taurus, is that it has so many dimensions. And when it seems at some point that the whole thing was burning, it was actually becoming stronger or becoming clearer. And I really appreciated Eva Zita in her, who's one of a trainer, in her sharing, where she said, God, I was really scared that something was breaking. And actually it is a new departure, like it's a new beginning. And it's a beginning on the basis of creation. I mean, Joanna said that about, Michaela really said, I am leaving the trainer tours togethering to create what my being wants, what my archetypal lineage wants, what I want to go and discover that. And the ripple of that, I think if, anyway, my assumption is that some people might find themselves in this place of not knowing what is left and what's next, or something like that. And I want to share that I'm in the same place. So I guess what I want to say is that there's no secret that's not being said. It sounded, anyway, I had some question which came, you're not saying the whole thing. Like, what really happened? Is there a secret that's not being said? And I want to say that there is not. This is it. This what we shared is, it is what happened. And I'm left in a place of not knowing or not wanting to make any stories about what I think is left and what I think is next. And to see just what the universe or what the game world or what we have planned for each other. And to trust the wheel is rolling. And I think that sort of ties in with Joanna, you shared about, there was a call with Nicola and then there was a meeting and then Vera's, she's recorded all her maps for the online ETV. And that's one dimension. It's only one dimension of all the dimensions that are rolling and that are, the results are unfolding at different time and space and dimension.
Yes, thank you. And just before the call, me and Tanya, we were also sharing about, we were sharing what was the purpose of this call, what is legend and what we're going to say. And then is for me, and now I see I had some resistance to the call, but now I see it's how I choose to tell a story. So it's really the map of possibility and to... It's not unconscious, just playing purple or pink world. It's really you choose to be in low drama or not. And I guess this happens already in TTT, and that is a huge shift also inside the context. It's people taking responsibility for what they really want to do with the context and how to do it. And for me, this is a... I guess it goes with what you and Chloe just shared now, is that not knowing place and then you can really choose what to do and how to tell the story for yourself and for others. Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Does anybody who were not at the Trainer Tourist want to share something or say anything?
I do. I commit to taking my next step in initiatory processes for growing into an adult. I don't know the formula, but I just say that this like this. Yes. I'm taking my next steps.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
I want to share something. I decided today to come to the lab in October. I want to go there and be there and book the flight tomorrow. Yes.
Yes, me too. I sent Anne-Chloe the message and I already paid the first part. So it's a decision. Yeah. And I'll check the flight, so next day I'm booking it.
Yes. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I feel really glad that one member of the Trainer Path Brazil is also coming to the next lab in Portugal. Yes. Joana. Yes. Joining Brazil and Europe. Yeah.
And I want to celebrate Habet's first practice CTV. Just come to Portugal, Habet. Come to Portugal. Thank you.
Okay, then. This was the legends of the trainer tours togethering until next chapter, whatever it looks like, to be written together, basically. Okay. This is more logistics for next week. It seems on the calendar that Vera has declared herself. Are you the space holder for next week, Vera?
Let me just check. I thought I'd put myself for the Brazil. Oh, yes, yes, I say yes. I put myself for the Brazil and for the global one, it's fine, yes.
Great, okay, I pass on the space holding to you and yeah, that's it.
Okay. See you okay. Next week.
See you. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye.
Beijinhos.
Bye. Beijinhos. Beijinhos. Bisous, bisous.
Yeah, bisous, bisous.